I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Montville Planning and Zoning Commission. If you are able, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, let me find the thing first. Whatever you guys put it on me.
Casey, you're saying?
Mr. Secretary, could you please do the roll call?
Yes, there.
Chairman?
Chairman. Okay, Chuck Longton, not here. Absent. Commissioner Terry?
Here.
Commissioner Terry?
Present.
Present.
Commissioner Pike? Commissioner Pike? Absent. Commissioner Tejard is present. Commissioner Piniac?
Present.
Commissioner Koblick? Absent. Commissioner Summers?
Present.
Chairperson Lundy?
Present.
And Commissioner Gillette, who's an alternate?
Present.
You're present. So
who gets it for who?
So Commissioner Gillette is going to be seated as an alternate this evening.
For which commissioner?
Commissioner Longton, right?
Yeah, Commissioner Longton.
Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people present.
Okay. Thank you very much. Are there any additions or changes to the agenda?
I do not have any.
Okay. None from staff. Any from the commission? Next, we'll move on to the approval of the March 25th, 2025 regular meeting minutes. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve?
Second.
Okay, first and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? Okay, minutes are approved. Next, we will call for remarks from the public for items not already on the agenda. So if you'd like to make public comment about anything that's not on the agenda, you may do so at this time. Hearing none, we will move on to item 7, which is a public hearing. We do not have a public hearing this evening, so we'll move on to item 8, which is old business. 8A is 25 Site 2, which is 145 Route 32 and 18 Powerhouse Road. 070-030-000/070-034-000. The owner applicant is JNE Holdings LLC for a proposed 11-unit multifamily development. The application was submitted in February and received the same month. A decision is required by May 1st. You may remember that this was on the agenda last time and we continued it so that comments could be addressed. And this evening, the applicant and their representative are here for a presentation, which feel free to come forward at this time. If you could state your name for the record, please.
Can you hear me on this? Is this working?
Yes.
Okay, good. Good evening. For the record, my name is Doug Rich, licensed landscape architect with Fuller Engineering, offices at 525 John Street, Bridgeport, Connecticut. As you stated before, that we came here February 11th, was our first hearing. Since then, we've had many comments from staff and the civil engineer, WPCA, all that happy stuff that we have to go through during the process. And I believe Meredith can attest to the fact that we have addressed all of the comments to the satisfaction of the comments that we received. And so we're here tonight to finish up the process if possible. I'm not sure do we need to go through the whole thing again? Is it the commission?
Whatever you would like to reiterate, if anything.
I'm going to just keep it brief because I believe we've met all of the conditions that have been asked of us. If you're aware of all the site features and things that we've designed in here, we're more than happy to answer any questions you might have specifically to the commission.
Okay. Thank you. Before we ask any questions, Meredith, is there anything you'd like to add?
They have addressed all of the town engineer's comments. They have addressed all of my comments except for a draft legal description for the lot merger, which I did put in your suggested motion as a condition of approval. WPCA did have a requirement for some cleanouts. They have done that on their next plan that will meet your conditions of approval. It's not on the plan that you see tonight, so I did list that as a condition of approval. But they have indicated that they're willing to do that. And that is something that WPCA would double check too before they issued any permits on their end. And I have gone through the staff report at the February meeting. If there's anything that you need me to go over again, please let me know. But I explained the through lot and how, by connecting the two, that the frontage would be on 145 Route 32, and the entrance will be at 18 Powerhouse. So that's why it's going to have the 18 Powerhouse address for emergency personnel.
Okay.
Any questions?
Are there any questions for Mr. Rich or for Meredith?
None.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much.
As Meredith mentioned, there is a suggested motion for favorable approval. Commissioner Summers is exempt from reading it. Would anyone else like to read it into the record? Commissioner Terry?
I make a motion to approve with conditions application number 25 site 2 for an 11-unit multifamily development with associated parking and site improvements at 145 Route 32, 70-30-000 and 18 Powerhouse Road, 070-34-000, in accordance with the Montville zoning regulations in the application. Supporting documentation and a plan set titled Madison Place Luxury Townhouse Development, 18 Powerhouse Road and 145 Connecticut Route 32, Montville, Connecticut. Owner, applicant, JNE Holdings, LLC. 338 Westport Road, Wilton, Connecticut, prepared by Fuller Engineering and Land Surveying, dated 3/20/24, revised 4/18/25. Conditions, general conditions. This approval is for specific use, site, and structures identified on the application. Any change in the nature of use, site, or the structure will require new approvals from the Planning and Zoning Commission. Two, this project shall be constructed and maintained in accordance with the reference plans. Three, soil erosion and sediment controls shall be installed in accordance with the approved plan set and inspected by the zoning officer prior to the start of any work. Four, an approved zoning permit is required prior to the start of any work. Five, by acceptance of this permit and conditions, the applicant and owner acknowledge the right of town staff to periodically enter upon the subject property for the purpose of determining compliance with the terms of this approval. Six, no business slash use under this permit slash approval shall be initiated until a certificate of zoning compliance is approved by the zoning officer. Site specific conditions. Number seven, all drainage structures proposed for the project shall be constructed and maintained post construction in accordance with the approved plan set. Eight, all landscaping shall be maintained post construction. Nine, owner of the property used for parking and or loading shall maintain such area and all required sidewalks and buffer areas in good conditions without holes and free of all dust, trash, and other debris. 10, site signage not shown on plan shall require an approved zoning permit prior to installation. Conditions to be met prior to signing of plans. 11, plans shall be revised as follows. Provide a clean out on main between unit 8-9, 75 foot downstream from unit 11 per WPCA comments dated 4/21/25. 12, new warranty deed shall be reviewed and approved by the land use and development staff. 13, all plans submitted for signature shall bear the seal and live signature of the appropriate professionals responsible for the preparation of the plans. 14, the applicant shall also submit final plans as approved by the commission in a digital format per zoning regs section 17-3. 15, a list outlining how the conditions of approval have been met shall be submitted along with the final plan submitted for signature. 16. A list outlining all changes to the plan shall be submitted along with the final plans submitted for signature. The list shall cite the sheet number where each change has been made. Conditions to be met prior to the issuance of zoning permits. 17. Four sets of paper plans with any required revisions incorporated shall be submitted to the Land Use Department for signature of the Commission. 18. Lot merger plans and approved warranty deed shall be filed on the Town of Montville land records. 19. Any required certificates and or approvals from state or federal agencies, i.e. Connecticut DOT, DEEP, Army Corps of Engineers, shall be obtained by the applicant and submitted to the Land Use and Development Office. Any changes to the plans required by such entities may require a plan modification from the Planning and Zoning Commission. 20. A soil erosion and sediment control bond shall be posted in the amount of $22,110 in a form acceptable to the finance director. No bond or portion thereof shall be released without prior approval of the zoning officer and or director of land use and development. 21. A pre-construction meeting between the applicant, site contractors, project engineer, and the town staff shall be held. Conditions which must be met prior to issuance of a certificate of zoning compliance. 22. Complete as-built plans certified to Class A2 accuracy shall be submitted prior to the issuance of any certificate of zoning compliance. The as-built plan shall also contain a certification by a professional engineer that they have inspected the site improvements and that they have been installed in accordance with the approved plans. Any deviations or admissions must be noted. 23. No certificate of occupancy or other final approval may be issued until the zoning officer has signed off on the final work. Note, the conditions of approval do not take the place of other requirements found in the town codes, regulations, and applications instructions. Should the commission vote to deny the application, it shall state its reasons on the record.
Thank you, Commissioner Terry. Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
Any discussion? Okay, hearing none, Mr. Secretary, could you please do a roll call vote?
Okay. Commissioner Terry.
Approved.
Approved, yes. Commissioner Pike, not here. Commissioner Jardins, yes. Commissioner Pinias.
In favor.
Commissioner Koblik ain't here. Commissioner Summers.
In favor.
Commissioner Gillette.
Favor.
And Chair Funkelman.
In favor.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
6 people in favor.
Okay, the application is approved. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, we will move on to new business. First item is 25 sub 2, which is a modification of 22 sub 3, East Lake Road, 007-035-000 for an 8-lot subdivision. The owner applicant is Sunmar/RAF Builders LLC. The application was submitted March 28th and received April 22nd, and a decision is required by June 26th. We have been asked to continue this application as staff received revised plans late today. Is there a motion to continue the application?
So moved.
Second that motion.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? Okay, the application will be continued until our next meeting. Okay. Item 9B is 25 sub 3, Silver Falls Road, 001-007-00A for a 4-lot re-subdivision. The owner applicant is Daniela Jergaj? G-J-E-R-G-J-A-J. It was submitted April 10th, and there's no presentation this evening. We have just been asked to set a public hearing for May 27th.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? Okay. A public hearing has been set for May 27th.
So we got this weekend study, right?
Yes. Item 9C under new business is Commission's review of fiscal year 26 capital improvement budget. Meredith, you have some comments for us?
I do. I first would just like to remind everybody that your review of this is as it pertains to our POCD. If you have any questions as far as why does the fire department need a fire truck, why does the police department need tasers, that should be brought up at the public hearing, which is going to be held for the general budget on May 1st at 6 p.m. at Tile Middle School. And the Board of Ed budget is going to be held April 30th at 6 p.m. at Tile Middle School. Commissioner Longton did send me an email and asked me to read this at the meeting since he is not here tonight. The email states, I noticed in the 2027-2028 fiscal year that Parks and Rec and the mayor is budgeting $40 million for a new community center. One, do we need a new community center? What's wrong with the one opposite the high school? Two, where will it be built? Three, how does Parks and Rec and the mayor propose to pay for it? Bond it, in parentheses, borrow the money, question mark, and raise taxes to make the bond, in parentheses, loan payments. There's no difference between a bond and a bank loan. Both have to be paid back with interest. Again, we are asked tonight to see if this corresponds with our POCD, along with the proposed capital improvement plan. I have given you the pertinent pages of our POCD that shows future land use and some goals that we set in our 2022 POCD. And that's what your act is tonight. Any of the other questions should be brought up in the public hearing.
Meredith, is there any action needed on our part this evening?
You need to take a vote either to forward a favorable report or an unfavorable report. If it's an unfavorable report, you need to state on the record why you believe it does not meet our goals.
All right, I will entertain a motion for a favorable report.
Motion.
Commissioner Terry, you make the motion? Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
We need a community center.
Unfortunately, because of email complications, this is my first look at it. But
yeah, we need a community
center. At a glance, it looks to be okay. Yeah. So, you know, let's move forward.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Let me ask this. Do you mind, you know, from planning staff, do you see any... flares going off here of things that are not consistent with the plan of development?
In our POCD, as far as what Chuck is asking about the community center, I can't answer dollar amounts.
Right. Why?
But we do have under one of our goals for community facilities, Fair Oaks Community Center, action building committee to select project delivery methods, develop cost estimates and authorize bid specifications, implementation, expend the STEEP grant funds in 2021, which I believe they did do that in 2021.
Okay.
Include in capital plan and budget.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the other items that Park and Rec are asking for, if you go through the list, you will see Mostaway property. We have that on our list. Camp Oakdale, we have trails, we have all of those projects will need to come before this commission. Mm-hmm. They're all going to need a site plan approval.
I also noticed funds put aside for technology at the dock and the fishing pier. So,
yep, those are cameras.
Right.
That they're looking at. Mm-hmm. They're looking at some recording devices, which that stuff would not be in our POCD, as well as vehicles that are needed would not be in our POCD.
So essentially, the capital plan is consistent with our POC.
I didn't see anything that stuck out.
Okay.
Yeah. As far as not being.
Thank consistent. You. Yeah. Can I vote?
Do you see anything omitted from the budget that you feel should be in there based on our POCD?
Yeah, $1,500,000 for the speech.
Okay. Commissioner Desjardins, did you have any comments?
Oh yes. Colorado Community Center. I'm for that 100%. But that's no problem with that. No. And are we going to have a vote for this or no?
Well, favorable or unfavorable, it doesn't impact anything, correct?
No.
Correct.
If you sent an unfavorable, town council can overrule it by a two-thirds vote.
Yeah.
All right, so we've had a first and a second. Any other questions or discussion?
No.
Can we take a roll call vote for a favorable report, please?
Okay. Commissioner Terry?
Favor.
Commissioner Johnson, yes. Commissioner Pini, yes.
In favor of a favorable.
And Commissioner Summer?
In favor.
Yes. Chairper, oh, no, wait a minute. Commissioner Gillette?
Favor.
And Chairperson?
In favor.
Everybody's in favor.
Okay. Thank you. Next, we'll move on to zoning matters and the zoning enforcement officer report. Officer Radford.
Thank you. Stacy Radford, zoning and wetlands officer for the record. This is the report from the period of March 25th, 2025 through April 21st, 2025. There were a total of 182 inquiries. The total number of zoning permits open at the beginning of this reporting period were 393. There were a total of 12 certificates of zoning compliance with field inspections conducted. There were a total of 26 field inspections. A total of 26 new zoning permits were issued, leaving a total number of zoning permits currently open of 407. There is currently one new zoning complaint. There's 13 ongoing complaints. There's one closed zoning complaint, one new wetlands enforcement, two new ongoing wetland complaints or enforcements. One wetlands complaint has been closed. This past month, there were a total of 5 inland wetland applications. 2 were approved, 3 were tabled till next month, and there were no ZBA applications. Just for informational purposes, 480 Route 32, which was previously approved by this commission, the applicant requested changes to the connection between the existing structures and an additional sidewalk to the points of ingress and egress at the south and west of the proposed building addition, and minor grade changes to accommodate the ADA parking in accordance with building department requirements. This change was administratively approved. As Meredith and I looked at the changes that they were proposing, and really did not impact much. So we did administratively approve that. Does the commission have any questions for me?
And I just want to add for 480 Route 32, they have also come back. That is, was the old affordable fabrics being turned into that office.
Yeah, it was
the second floor was 2 apartments. Third floor was 1 apartment. That was always the use. It went between a medical to the affordable fabrics. Now it's going to the vet's office. They have proposed no renovations to the third floor apartment. They have asked us if we would be willing to allow them to rent out the third floor while they did the rest of the construction. Stacy and I feel that there's no reason why we can't. It was an approved use of that. Mm-hmm. We are checking with the fire marshal and with the building official just to make sure that they don't have any requirements that would allow them to do that. So I believe both the fire marshal and building official were meeting with them yesterday. So if they're good to go, we feel that we can go ahead and rent it out. It's really not hard.
Yeah.
Make some money while you're.
I'll probably go rent it out to one of their employees. You know?
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We do not have a land use director report. Is there any other business?
I have none.
Okay. No correspondence, correct?
None.
All right, so with that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second it.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So
why the most people don't have a job yet. A community center.